and welcome to the Conversations with Authors podcast. I'm your host, Alison Thompson, aka The Proof Fairy. In this podcast, every week I speak to an author about what inspired them to write their books and what tips they can pass on to other aspiring authors. My guest today is Feige Lieberman, Director and CEO of Focus with Feige. Feige is an ADHD coach and she's also the author of three books: Own Your ADHD, Discover Your True Potential, Banish Your Overwhelm, Declutter Your Life, and Organize Your Home Like a Pro. So hello Feige, it's lovely to meet you.
Hi, Alison. Nice to meet you.
Tell me a little bit about your books and what inspired you to start writing.
Oh, that's a hard question, you know, because there's so much to talk about. What do I talk about first? Wow. Okay. So I'll tell you about my first book, Own Your ADHD. I wrote this book about coming up to 3 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it because being an ADHD coach is a wonderful career, because I'm helping so many people. And it can be quite challenging to get through to the medical world and generally to the ADHD world as well. ADHD coaching is not very well known here in England. People think, even amongst doctors, psychiatrists, they think that the way to treat ADHD is meds and meds. And meds is part of the story. However, there is a lot of other ways that you need to treat ADHD as well. It's pills and it's skills. So one day I was standing in my tiny postage stamp sized back garden thinking, oh no, it's just too much. I've sent another email to another doctor and he hasn't even replied. I'm like, oh. And then this voice inside me said, Feige, you need to get your knowledge out there more. You need to get people to understand what you're doing more. What is this thing that you're doing and why, you know, ADHD coaching is so vital. And then this voice said to me, you have to write a book. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, okay, I'll write a book then.
Just like that, okay.
well, I had at that time already written one book, which is more for my other business, Organized Pro. So I knew how to write a book. You know, I'd done it once. I thought, okay, we'll do it again. Wow. Okay, that was quite a business, because it was quite challenging, because when I wrote about ADHD facts, I had to cite the source, right? Mm. So in true ADHD impulsivity, I jumped in with 2 feet and didn't think too much about it. And it's a good thing I didn't, because I wouldn't have written it. Yeah, I went with it because that's me. I've got ADHD and I've just learned to push through my fears and just do what you have to do and just see what happens.
Mm. How do you go about the writing process?
Well, that one, actually, I was beyond terrified. My coach asked me to give him a goal that would stretch me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know. And then I said, oh, well, maybe, perhaps, do you think I should write a book? And he says, go for it. And then after the session, I went to my friend and I said, have I just told my coach that I'm going to write a book? And she got all excited. She got, well, yeah, you're going to write a book. And I thought, oh, okay. And I was really scared that I didn't have the confidence to write a book. Mm-hmm. So I got someone to help me with it. And in the end, of course, I rewrote it my own way. I mean, so, but she helped me because she helped me start it. Mm-hmm. So the process of writing a book, that one was quite stressful because I wanted it to be good and right and perfect and all that nonsense. So it was stressful. Now, when I write a book, I just sit and write and it will mm-hmm. come out however it comes out, and it's just too bad. So the process of writing a book is you just have to find a way to get all those demons out of your head. Mm. Because there will be readers out there who like what you write, and there'll be readers who don't like what you write, and it's too bad.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? When you've got a blank page, a lot of people go into book writing mode, and it has to be very formal and very structured and very, all the spelling and the punctuation has to be right. And because you're so focused on that, you lose you, don't you? You lose your
You
void.
lose you, exactly. So I'm just going to share with you a method that I use to write my books, and it's actually quite an ADHD method. You don't write a book from start to finish. I'm sure you know that, Alison. You just start to write and you see what happens. And then you add a bit here and you add a bit there, and then eventually you've got a book. So
I like that method.
I don't know, that's what I do. And then I work very hard to make everything tally and make the chapters tally and make it all, polish it up. However, the first part of the writing is just writing.
Do you plan out in advance the kind of topics that you want to cover and then write about those topics whichever one you feel like writing about first?
Yes, I do. I do actually make a rough plan, just on a Word document, chuck out loads of points, and then each point I will then copy and paste onto a separate page on the Word document, and then I'll just dump whatever I think on there and see how they work together. So this is how the ADHD brain thinks. It thinks through just random dots, okay, creative ideas, and then we join the dots together. And it's something I've seen with so many clients. I have now a client, she's doing her A levels and she finds her essays so difficult. And we worked out, because she's doing it in one, two, three linear fashion. And she started to just do it randomly and just bits here, bits there, and she's doing really well.
So for somebody who is struggling, who's maybe got a kind of basic structure but is struggling to write chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, you say just dive in with whichever bit you want to write and write it.
Yes, exactly. And it also makes a very big difference if you are writing a novel or if you're writing a self-help book. A novel I can't help you with because I've never written one. The self-help book, yeah, this is what works for me. And I've got this series, Alison, which you mentioned, for ADHD women, Banish Your Overwhelm. And I've got quite a few books planned. So I know what the book title is. And what I'm doing now actually is I've got on my desktop folders from each different book, and then when I work with the client and the client has an insight or I have an insight, I just type up a few quick words on that folder just to jog my brain. And then when it comes to writing the book, I've got something to start with, not just help.
It's that blank page, isn't it? I think so many people get intimidated by the blank page. But if you've got little ideas, you've got a basic plan, and you've got little bits and pieces to start you off,
That's right.
and it's just threading those together
Then
and putting the narrative through it as well.
it's much, much better.
So how do you go about making sure that the book is consistent? If you're maybe starting with the end stuff and working backwards or dropping in and out when you write it, how do you make sure that the book reads consistently all the way through?
That's a good question. I would go through the book a few times, and then I would ask someone like yourself, an expert, because you've helped me with those two books. I would ask you to look through it, because after a while the book becomes invisible. You can't see it. You don't even notice things anymore. So you need a second or third or fourth pair of eyes.
Definitely. So that comes nicely onto the next question, actually. So how did you go about getting your book published? Or the three books, because you may have taken a different approach with that earlier one.
Yes. Okay. So the first book, I got a private publisher to put it out on Amazon for me because I didn't have a clue beyond the clue how to do any of this stuff. So that was good. You know what? If I would be doing it now, I would not do it that way. However, that's how I did it. And that got me started. So here is what many people try to do. They try to get the first one done perfectly. And in the end, do you know what happens? They get nothing done.
Good enough is good enough, isn't it?
Exactly. Good enough is good enough is good enough. Where's that book? Here it is. Look, here's my first book. Like, it doesn't even look like a book almost. It's like a handbook. It's very informal, friendly. So when this book came out first and we got the first order and it came to my house, my kids said, "Mom, is that a book?" they think a book is something like that, you know, a thick spine. I said, yeah. And I was very happy. And I felt was like, oh, is that it? But I thought to myself, you know what? It doesn't matter because it's a really concise book. I pared it down to the bare bones.
And that's another thing, isn't it? I think people seem to think books have to be big, weighty chunks of something. But actually, a book is as long as it needs to be. And if your book has to be 100 pages, but it does the job you set out to do.
Yeah, it's like 121 pages or so. Mm-hmm. And I got really good feedback because it was mm-hmm. so concise that it got the reader moving. It got them chucking out their clutter, which is what it's all about. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And then the next books are what I want them to be because I have done it the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's fine.
So did you self-publish those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these I self-published. The first one, I got someone to actually do it all for me. And they typeset it and all that. And again, I could have done it myself, but I didn't know how mm-hmm. to. And they just jump-started me. So it's interesting. The first book cost me about 4,000 to print from start to finish.
Yeah.
The second one, Only ADHD, cost me about 2,000. Mm-hmm. And the third one, Banish Your Overwhelm, I would say about 1,000. Mm-hmm. And my next one that I'm in the middle of writing, which is a sequel to the Banish Your Overwhelm part one, it's part two.
Okay.
Which is called Simplify Your Life.
Okay.
Which is the sequel to the part one, because you first have to part with your clutter before you organize what's left.
Ah, okay, yes.
That one will cost me about 500.
Okay. So eventually you'll be producing books for nothing.
Basically, almost. Yeah, and now I feel like I'm just shaking it out of my sleeve.
Really? So the writing process has got easier for you with every book?
100%.
Okay.
Also, you know, the first few books you write, you're terrified beyond belief. I remember this one, the first one, and Only ADHD was beyond any fear that I've ever had. Because, like, I'm putting this book out and I'm going to tell me it's rubbish. What if there's nothing worthy in there? What if XYZ? Oh, I was in agony for about 6 weeks.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know the feeling. Mm-hmm. But you know me, I pushed through. And I'm so glad I did because I've got really good feedback.
Yeah. You think to yourself, what have I got to say that anyone's going to find useful, I guess? Why am I the person to be writing this book? So what would you say to somebody who was having those sort of feelings of, well, why should I be writing a book? What can I say?
I would say that since the start of time to the end of time, there is no one on this planet who has the talents and strengths and challenges and successes like you. And you have something special to give to the world, unique. Only you can give it.
That's it. Yeah. Everybody's unique, aren't they? And everyone sees the world from their own viewpoint, from their own perspective, with their own experience and their own understanding. And everyone's got something different to say, haven't they? That's brilliant.
Exactly.
Yeah. You said the writing process has got so much easier. What have you learned about yourself through writing?
Well, I learned, which I knew already earlier, I knew that I'm very good at giving over ideas very clearly. Mm-hmm. So I just became more confident in that ability.
Right,
so I didn't doubt myself so much. Mm-hmm. What did I learn about myself? I learned I can do far more than I think I can do.
Brilliant. That's not a bad thing to learn, is it?
Not bad at all.
No. Yeah. So has anything happened as a result of you becoming an author? Have you sort of been invited to talk, or, you know, have
I'll tell you, it's hard to pinpoint exactly what has happened because I wrote my books. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I do know that books, and if you write more than one book, because it's even more so, but books set you apart as a thought leader.
Mm.
You know, and people do, it's funny, but people do look up to you because you're an author.
Yeah,
something about writing a book.
You suddenly become actually, an expert.
An expert. But I actually suss that out, you know, because sometimes you go on a website of someone and you see that they wrote one book. So someone else will think, oh, why they wrote a book? And I would say, well, where did the second and the third one? Why did they stop at one?
Mm.
So there's something going on here. Mm. So you need to write a series of books on a topic.
Okay.
I think. Mm-hmm. It could take you 5 years, 10 years, but you need to write a series of books to really be a thought leader.
Right.
Which is what I'm doing. My first book was published, that's about how to part with your clutter. The second book is how to simplify your life. Mm-hmm. I don't know off by heart. The third one is going to be Focus Your Life. And then I can't remember the series, but it's going to evolve, and I don't have to have a clear plan either.
Right. Yeah.
These things are going to happen. So what was your question again? That's my ADHD. Sorry.
So what's happened as a result of writing the books?
What's happened?
Yeah.
I can't say anything directly has happened. However, I have gotten a lot of calls to appear on podcasts, to appear on all sorts of conferences, and just I've actually had clients sign up, and they've told me because they have read the books. So that's good.
So your book has become a really good marketing tool for the business then?
It has, now that you're saying it has. But I didn't write it for that purpose. I wrote it just to spread the knowledge.
Yeah.
And that was just a side shoot benefit.
Yeah. But then, so you've had the new clients and the podcast invitations and things come as a result of putting your knowledge out there, basically.
Yeah.
So for other people who are thinking of writing a book, what tips would you have for them?
Oh, what tips would I give? First of all, you have to find a way to move through your fear, because that fear is such rubbish. Fear stands for false expectations appearing real. Mm-hmm. Fear, you have to find a way to take fear and put it in your back pocket and carry it with you for the next 10 years. Sorry, there's no way around it. If you want to do new things and if you want to stretch yourself, you're going to have to be friends with fear.
Okay.
And then you'll find that once you've pushed through fear enough times, fear will just disappear. And it's just going to be just a niggle, and it's just going to not be there anymore.
Yeah.
That's it. And you just have to be okay to make mistakes. Mistakes are a sign of growth. Mm-hmm. Because successful people actually make the most mistakes because they're doing more.
Aha.
So if you, right, they're doing more actions, so they're going to naturally make more mistakes. So it's really a badge of success and honor, not a badge of shame.
Who was it? The inventor of the light bulb failed a million times, and then on the millionth and first time, he made one that worked. I can't think.
Yeah, some crazy number. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell my children the whole time. I always tell them it's the journey and not the end result that counts. Mm. So even last night, my son was 14, was busy banging on the kitchen table. He had all his wooden stuff, and he was trying to make a scooter. It didn't work out, and it all fell apart. So I said to him, "What did you learn from this?" He said something, or I can't remember what he said, but he said something. I said, right, okay, now let's move on.
Don't be afraid to make the mistakes, but learn from them.
Exactly, learn from them.
Yeah.
And then it might take you a few times to learn from the same thing, but you know what, it doesn't matter. Fine, just move on. Mm. And one thing I would tell you is success is not the outcome, success is the doing.
Okay, that's an interesting take.
Yeah, success is the action, the outcome comes from God.
Okay.
So success is you writing your book, even if no one buys it. Mm-hmm. You wrote it and you finished it and you pressed the button on the Amazon publish page and it's published.
It's out success. There in the world, yeah.
Right, it's out there. That's success.
Yeah.
You can market it from now to next century. It's not up to you if people buy it or not.
Mm, that's very true. Yeah. That's very true. Yes, you've had the achievement. You've written the book and you've published the book and it's out there. If it doesn't sell, then that doesn't mean that it's because it's a bad book, because you're competing with millions of other books, aren't you? It's so difficult anyway.
Yeah.
But you've achieved by getting the book out there. That's all you can.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, yes, then it's in the hands of the gods from that point on.
Yeah, and see what happens then. You know, you can learn from it and, you know, make it better, refine it, but it's out there. So you have to finish what you're doing. Have to finish no matter what. And the finishing bit, the little bit at the end, can be excruciatingly, painfully hard and boring and fill in the blanks and fearful, mm-hmm. whatever. Just have to do it. You have to do it, that finish, and you have to finish whatever you're doing as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Just push through, get it done. Get the job done.
Yeah, get the help. go and get help if you're stuck. If you're stuck, get help from Alison. You're brilliant. You really helped me a lot. Because with that book last year, I was quite like insecure, quite nervous. Because it was an expansion to my first book, Organize Your Home Like a Pro. I really, really wanted to expand it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this, maybe that, maybe the other, all that stuff going on in your head is such rubbish. Mm-hmm. And you really helped me to get my head on straight and really helped me. So if anyone needs help, just get help. If you're stuck, just go and get the help.
Yeah. Fine. That's another thing, isn't it? I think people are often, they think they have to do everything themselves. And actually, yeah. we all have our own unique skill sets. And they don't incorporate everything.
They really don't.
Can't do something. Don't waste your time trying to do it. Go and find somebody who can.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
No, thank you. And that's been really helpful. I'm sure that, like you said, yeah, good enough is good enough and no perfect. And just get over the fear and get on with it. That's just the best advice for anything, not just for writing a book, for anything, really.
For anything, yeah, because you're far stronger than you think you are, always. Mm.
Yeah, no, definitely. So you've talked about your other books. What's next for you? You've got these other books in the pipeline?
I've got my other books in the pipeline. And then, of course, in True ADHD Excellence, I'm doing lots of other things all at once. I just put up about 7 courses on the online website Udemy. So that's really good. That's going nicely. So if anyone wants some self-help ideas and they don't want to read a book, they want to see me talking, then that's the place to be. Clear, nice, broken down, mm-hmm. all different courses for ADHD moms, business women, the lot.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah. And more books to come, which
Books to come.
I'm looking forward to getting a sneak read of.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, Faggy, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Thank you.
I wish you luck with all your plans for the books and the courses and everything else that you may do in the coming months and years.
Thank you, Alison.
Thank you very much.
Speaking to you. Thank you. All the best.
And to you. Thank you to my guest today, Faggy Lieberman. You can find out more about Faggy and her ADHD coaching work and her books on her website, www.focuswithfaggy.com. And Faggy is spelled F-A-I-G-Y. Or you can find Faggy's books on Amazon. And again, the spelling is F-A-I-G-Y-L-I-E-B-E-R-M-A-N-N. That's Faggy Lieberman. Conversations with Authors is a Proof Fairy production, hosted by me, Alison Thompson, aka the Proof Fairy, and in collaboration with my dogs, who you'll probably hear barking throughout the episodes. You can download Conversations with Authors from all the usual podcast platforms, so please download us, rate us, subscribe, and leave us a review. You can also find out more about The Proof Fairy and the publishing services I offer authors at www.prooffairy.com. And please join me next time for another inspiring conversation with another amazing author.